In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. There's a musical in the theaters right now, very popular. It's called Les Misérables. Now, it's taken from a French fictional story of a man from the 19th century in France who stole a loaf of bread to feed his hungry family, and then spends the next 20 years either in jail or being chased by the police and hunted down by the government for his crime. Now, it's fiction. But the author, Victor Hugo, realized that this insane, relentless pursuit of one small man for an even smaller offense in the name of justice was something that could easily happen in a modern, liberal, atheist state. Because if there is no God, then there is no mercy. And if there is no mercy, then there is no justice. And this is really the story. Now, there's many other elements and levels to this story. The book is 1,400 pages long, and they've made about a million movies of this. But this is the story. The theme of the story, in one sense, is the all-powerful state making sure that everyone knows who is boss. So the hinge of the story, in a certain sense, is disorder. In other words, something is wrong, but it's not that someone stole a loaf of bread, it's that values are changed. Values are turned upside down. What was good is now, this is in the eyes of the state. What was good, mercy, is now considered bad. What was bad, hunger, is now either considered good or at least nothing to really worry about. And people suffer when there's that kind of disorder in their world. So that which a normal person hopes for in their life, enough food for their family, justice tempered by humanity, by mercy, humanity ennobled by grace, he does not receive in a world turned upside down, in a world of disorder. All he gets is the mindless, loveless jackboot of authority in his face. When a society no longer believes in God, then disorder and chaos take over. Things don't make sense anymore. And everything, families, lives, rulers, governments, spin out of control. And people suffer. Now let me give another story. I asked someone the other day to put a video war game on the television for me. This was a Sega game. And what I saw was something very strange and very frightening. Of course, there were the battle characters running here and there and blowing up tanks and blowing up enemy soldiers, and the vocabulary and the battle plans were right out of, I'm sure, the latest government war manual. And I had no problem assuming, watching it, that the research and technology for that video and all the ones like it was funded probably by the government, sort of a low-grade, long-distance propaganda, manipulation by other means. But what really surprised me was the faces on the animated characters. That's what puzzled me. Now, this was in the style of Japanese anime. But all the male characters had girls' faces. And all the girls, decked out in armor and grenades, fought like men. I wonder, was this intentional? Was some new disorder being promoted? Were values being intentionally turned upside down to make a subtle, subliminal point about motherhood, about fatherhood, about what it means to be a male, what it means to be a female? Were we being encouraged to think that the strong woman now is the one who not raises human lives, but she's the one in combat boots who takes human lives? And the mannequin males in these videos seem to defend nothing except their own brutality. War is peace, the government tells us. What was good then is now bad. What was bad then is now good. Values turned upside down in our modern world. Now today is the Feast of the Epiphany, the Feast of the Three Kings. Of course, in a Catholic country, Italy, Mexico, Ecuador, Puerto Rico, it's a wonderful day of feasting, giving of gifts, and ultimately celebrating the message of the Three Kings. And the message is this, that this little baby lying in a manger is our true ruler, or there is no rule. He creates the only order that is, or there is no order. Without him, everything is chaos and war and disorder. No justice, no mercy, no sense, no end to our sorrow. The message of the Epiphany, the message of the Three Kings, is that everyone, all lands, all peoples, all nationalities must come to him and kneel down at his crib and love this God and follow his will in their public and in their private lives. Otherwise, we create disorder in our lives and disaster in the world. To go against him is to go against God's word, against God's logos, against God's logic. That's where the word logic comes from, logos. And that means word. And God's word is Jesus. To go against him can bring us nothing but tragedy. Now, people in a Catholic country, they understand that. Things make sense to them. Life makes sense to them. And there's order. God is above, we're below, and everything in between fits. Husbands and wives and children and even neighbors live in basic accord. Not always perfectly, I know that. But knowing that there is a perfect. They know that there is a perfect. And that there is nothing more important than God, nothing more important than their families. Do you think that Victor Hugo could have written Les Miserables if he lived in a Catholic France, or in a Catholic Mexico, or Catholic England? Because in those countries, when they were all Catholic, would there not have been 100 monasteries, each more than happy to provide some poor family with more than a loaf of bread and wine and cheese and lodging as well? The monks would have said, after all, this is no more than what we do for the baby Jesus. And are we not all his brothers and sisters? This is order. This is an orderly way of life that comes from God, comes from the Word of God. This is what the Three Kings learned. But the whole universe revolves around this baby Jesus. Every facet of the workings of this universe, from the rotation of the planets to the way husbands must treat their wives, from the way the children must be with their families to the way nations must treat each other, all of it is under the orderly care of the Word of God, under the logic of God, Jesus. Jesus is the cause of love in our world because he's the source of order. And moreover, the revelation of the Epiphany is that Jesus is therefore the Prince of Peace. And the peace is more than a lull in the fighting. Peace is more than a 5-minute timeout to the killing. Peace is men and women struggling to be pure and to be chaste with each other and to be just and merciful with others, the less fortunate particularly. Peace is when men and women, proud of their gender, try to raise their families in virtue. Peace is when fathers and mothers know their duty, even if it means they have to die for those they love. That's order. And that comes from Jesus. We are so obviously not in a Catholic country. We are so often in a country of disorder. The universe of upside-down values, where good is bad and bad is good. And they try to trick us at every turn. And they try to tell us, well, just get rid of this Jesus. Just get rid of this church. Ignore his teachings. It'll be great for us. It'll be wonderful. It'll be all fun. But they've only brought disaster into our lives and upon our heads by turning the values upside down. Divorce, birth control, abortion, public schools, living together, even mercy killing, assisted suicide, the marriage of two men, drone bombing, perpetual war. This is the confusion that they spread. Men must pretend that they are women, and mothers must kill their offspring. They can't even be consistent in their disorder, except maybe the jackboot in the face and the knock on the door in the middle of the night when they come to get us for not going along with it all. So how did it come to pass that we are now living the chaos of our own reality show, that we are the characters in our own video games, and that none of it anymore makes any sense. It happened because we began to live Herod's dream, life without Jesus, life without God, and therefore laws without mercy, laws without justice. And we turn values and we turn life upside down. The message, therefore, of the Epiphany of the Three Kings is that the path to peace, the path to virtue, the path to happy family life is the path to the crib of Jesus, where we will find the only ruler in the world that actually helps this world to make sense and to have order and to give life. In fact, this ruler gives eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.